Easter is coming up, and I just can't wait to have the whole family in one place. And of course, what's Easter without an awesome Easter brunch? Now, I don't know about your family, but mine is a little picky, and I really wanted to impress them with something delicious. A friend told me I should check out Total Wine & More. It was crazy! They must have every wine and beer imaginable. I told one of their friendly experts my situation, and they found me just the thing. This sparkling wine is going to be absolutely perfect for brunch, even with my picky family. I know next time I need something, I'm shopping at Total Wine and More.
Blog Talk Radio.
Contra Radio Network presents the Contra Dawn Show with your host, Dawn Appleberg.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is a sweltering day here in Washington State. I know most of you over in Florida and in the southern states looking at me laughing think it's cute, but for us, we are melting. Just to go ahead and kind of remind everybody, here's my safety announcement. Please, those who are from military will remember the bring in, take a knee, listen up. So, you know, civilians, whatever you guys do to get everybody. Come here now, Johnny. Don't run off. Come here. Thank you. Okay. Safety brief. We know the 4th of July is coming up. People are going to start lighting off fireworks now. I'm going to talk to you real quick about something a lot of people don't think about when it comes to that, especially those who don't have pets or kids, okay? Enjoy it. Hey, I'm all for it. Light them up. Have fun. That's great. But just be aware that when your neighbors have dogs or cats for that matter, any animals really, that when you're lighting it off, you're sending them into mini seizures. You know, they're freaking out. So, kind of be a little observant of that. In other words, if you're lighting off, it's your freedom to light off that firework. But if you see a neighbor's because you lit it off, it's going to be your responsibility to make sure the dog gets back. All right? Enough said. All right. So that's enough for that. What are we going to cover today? OMG. People, I cannot believe what I have been reading. I have been following on Facebook a whole bunch of extreme alt-left, extreme alt-right, and everything in between posts and threads. And I literally cannot comprehend where we have gone as a nation. This is ridiculous. All right. First off, anybody here, anybody ever saw the movie Idiocracy, where everybody was so stupid they were using Coke to water their plants because they couldn't figure out water works better? Well, we're pretty much almost there. We really are. And I'm going to explain why. We had some of the most controversial bills that have been pushed, some of them for decades. We've had some of those controversial bills either passed, withdrawn, voted down, or altered to a point where it was agreeable to both sides, passed this last 2 weeks. I'm going to discuss some of those. And then I'm going to talk about the breaking news, the one that's in everybody's feed right now. You know, the story that is like blowing the minds of our nation. So first thing, for those who do not know, Katie's Law was gutted to a certain extent. This is what the alt-left is saying. It was gutted. Trump lied. He didn't get done what he wanted to say. The alt-right says, well, it was passed, so he did exactly what he wanted. Yes, okay, except for the truth is somewhere in the middle. Katie's Law finally passed. For those of you who do not know what Katie's Law is, Katie Sepich was an individual who was killed by an illegal alien. Yes, I do use the word alien here, trigger alert. She was killed by an illegal alien, and turned out the guy had been deported several times. So took a full decade. Trump did promise that he would get it passed. In his verbiage, while he was talking about getting it passed, he said he was going to go for maximum incarceration for individuals who did commit heinous crimes once they had been deported prior and they were caught. Well, instead of putting the maximum term limit that he wanted, the minimum term limit of 5 years, they waffled on it and they just said that it would be a maximum security term limit. So basically, at this point, we don't know exactly what that means, only to say that it's probably going to be case by case, depending on exactly what happened. For instance, hate to be a realist about this, but if you rape someone, if you murder someone, or if you steal their car and accidentally kill someone, there's going to be different reasons behind the sentencing of those different crimes, because it's a case by case. There's no pigeonhole blanket, that's what's going to happen. So Kay's Law passed, and a lot of celebrating with that. I mean, let's be honest, that was one that a lot of us advocated. That was one that a lot of us wanted to see pass. It finally did, and we're really kind of glad about that.
Yay!
How many of you actually saw it in your newsfeed? Besides a small blurb. I want you to be honest with me. How many of you actually saw it or heard about it on the news, except for a little quick Katie pass, and on to other shows? I had to dig. I had to dig to actually find out the votes, find out how it was altered, how it was rectified, how it was amended, and how it finally passed. And I have a hardcore political thread, you know, Facebook page. So that should have been one of those right there up on top. Hey, America, look what's going on right now. Boom. It wasn't. So that's the first thing that happened. Second thing that happened. Controversial as it is, guns, 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 guns. Oh, they're scary. They're not. They're, you know, doesn't matter what side you stand on. We've got some of the most extreme state views right now, where we have some states that are literally to the point where a kid bites his pastry or his toaster strudel and it looks like a gun, he gets suspended. All the way to multiple states who are saying constitutional carry, you don't need a license, and we really don't care if you get trained. Both sides, I think, are bonkers. However, one of the ones that we were watching to go ahead and see what happened was there was a gun ban that occurred in California. And it was probably one of the most draconian ones, whether you agree with guns or not, it's probably one of the most draconian ones that we have seen so far in the United States. It was overturned by a federal judge. So the gun ban that everybody was looking at, which was that you would have to turn in your guns at a certain time, voluntarily turn your guns over to the state, or you'd be considered a felon, was overturned. They can no longer enforce that. The gun a month is right now being reviewed at the constitutional level, at the federal level, to find out whether or not it's legal. It looks like at this point, I'm throwing it out there, I think we're going to see it overturned.
Yay!
How many of you saw that in your newsfeed? Unless you're specifically looking at a gun site, or you were looking at a specific group or thread, or you had it tagged, how many of you actually saw that in your feed? Once more, that was one of those things I had to go searching for because it was on my calendar to do to take a look at. So, California isn't quite socialist yet, but it's getting close. Okay. Next, how many of you knew about the two strict immigration bills that were finally passed by the House? The House finally passed something on immigration that we could agree on, whether, you know, I don't, if you're open borders, more power to you. You do you, that's fine. The fact of the matter is that research has proven and data has proven and all sorts of other peer-reviewed experimentation versus all sorts of other emotional rhetoric has proven that we are drowning right now in immigration. And it's not the legal immigration kind. We were deliberately set up for thousands, 90,000 minimum every 3 months that we knew of to swamp our borders. We were not made to go ahead and handle those numbers. We just don't have the policy and procedures in place to do it. We don't have the legislation. We don't have the manpower. We don't have the resources to even track them. We know that out of those individuals who came across the border, 70% of those that crossed were called other than Mexican. Either they were from down south in a lot more of the Southern America areas, or they were Middle Eastern, or they were European. Now, I don't care if you like the idea of open borders or closed, if you're for the wall, if you're against the wall, doesn't matter. Here and now, we're just looking at the bills as they passed. Yes, okay, I am for the wall. Enough said, okay? This is not about me. This is about straight up news feed. So House on Thursday voted to crack down on undocumented immigrants and localities that shelter them. So they approved two of President Trump's bills. Legislation from the House would increase prison sentences for those coming into the country illegally. That's the case law we were talking about. And then the other one, the sanctuary cities, guys, you're about to lose federal funding. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt me. Why is it going to hurt me? Washington State is a sanctuary state. Did I sound sarcastic when I said that? Yes, we've had an increase in crime because once you say sanctuary state, whether or not you are for or against immigration, the criminal element from other places are going to directly come to you because they know that they're going to be protected. In California, they just had a man who was illegally here. He was detained and he sued San Francisco and received over $190,000 for his detention, even though it's a federal law. Sanctuary cities, sanctuary states, there are some repercussions that are going to occur. One of the things that Seattle has done to combat that is that they have increased their taxes almost 15%. And they're talking about an income tax now. So for those of you who think that it's a great idea, move to Seattle, you go ahead and pay the higher income. Personally, at this point, I think that a majority of America, don't worry about the polls because you know how all polls are skewed. I can tell you alt-right polls where 100% say we got to build the wall. And I can show you alt-left polls where 100% say open the borders. Let's just become a global nation. When you look at the reviews, even on the really extreme liberal pages now, when you look at the statements, when you look at the reviews, when you look at what people are saying, majority of them are sick and tired of having others put forth before Americans. They're sick and tired of seeing our veterans on the streets homeless without being taken care of, while illegals come in and they end up with free health care, free dental, they end up with free housing. We hear these stories all the time. So going back to the and in case you're wondering, yes, my drink of choice is Guinness. So you can't call me a redneck and you can't call me an alt left because I'm not doing the light spritzers and I'm not doing the American beer. It's Guinness for life. So going on, I had somebody bring that up. So I just wanted to go ahead and calm your questioning about that. All right. The bill, if it cuts federal funds, you have to understand something. Our sanctuary cities that have come out at this point against having illegals deported are also some of the highest when it comes to welfare recipients, when it comes to social programs, and when it comes to requiring more funding for their programs. It's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt bad, folks. I just want you to think about that. You may be for the sanctuary city situation, but you have to understand you're going to have to put your wallet where your heart is because it's going to hurt. When that funding is cut off, what do you think is going to happen? Because when we say, well, it's state funds. Well, if it's not a state tax that raises those funds, said state funds are filtered down from federal. So get ready. Both these bills were passed. During this time frame, they're taking another stab at the Replacement Act for Obamacare or ACA. However, Trump finally came out and said, I'm done. Either you pass the replacement or I'm going to go and kill Obamacare completely. He came out. How many of you saw that in your feed? How many of you actually saw something about President Trump's declaration of either pass or we're going to kill the whole caboodle and just take the government completely out of insurance? Not very many. I actually had to dig off my Facebook, off Yahoo, off Google. I had to actually go to some of my fringe elements to source it to find the smaller rags that we're talking about. When I say rags, I'm not trying to be unprofessional. When I'm talking rags, I'm talking about the small paper that has that guy who you can tell is really going to go someplace, but they're not CNN yet, or they're not Fox, or they're not HuffPuff, okay? I finally found something in the New York Times, finally, and I finally found something in the Washington Times, but it was quick blurbs. So, you know, how many of you heard about that? Not many. Okay. The next one that we had that occurred during this time frame is President Trump has slowed down a little bit on his deals and reels. He has passed and signed 38 pieces of legislation at this point. All right? And at this point, many of them are ensuring are geared to stopping the hemorrhaging of our jobs, our employment, and our economy, and they're already showing a positive impact. Whether you like him or not, fact of the matter is you can go out, you can take a look, you can go ahead and look at the demographics, you can go ahead and look at the research. I myself, who help with my business, it's Razor's Edge Consulting, yeah, shout out. One of the things that I do is I help people get employment from all over the world. Well, not the world. I almost said world. That would have been an exaggeration. Bite my tongue. All over the nation, I have helped people get employment. There have been some I have not been able to place for, you know, maybe the contract is not there. Very few. My major problem with trying to place people in employment at this point is the fact that most just don't want my top five for non-employment. Kid you not. Will my boss allow me to take vacation whenever I want? Well, you have to earn it. Oh, that's not going to work for me then because I've got vacation coming up and, you know, I have to go. But you just told me you're broke. Yeah, well, my mom's going to pay for it, or my dad's going to pay for it, or insert here is going to pay for it. Second one, and I've actually had this done. I need to set my own hours and my own days. Okay, if you need a flex schedule, I can go ahead and find a job for you with a flex schedule. Okay, but it can't interrupt my partying. It can't interrupt my social aspect. I have to have my shelter time. Fine, once more, I'll go ahead and find you flex. Find them flex. No, still too much work. Yeah, can we literally, and I've actually had people tell me this, can you find me a job that only works 3 days a week maybe, you know, maybe 6 to 7 hours a day, and I need $50,000 a year. Yeah, can you do that? Sure. That's not going to happen. How about I don't have transportation? Okay, I plot out, look at them, say, okay, you don't have a car, that's fine. I found a bus line that takes you directly to and from within the parameters of your work, and it only will be between 45 minutes and an hour on the bus, which is about the same you'd be spending a commute. Yeah, I'm not going to take the bus. Okay, well, what do you want me to do about this? Well, can you find a job that's going to go ahead and give me a car? It doesn't work like that. Very few jobs do that. I need to work from home. Yeah, find you a decent job to work from home that actually pays well? That's a needle in a haystack, people. Telecommuting, yes, they're out there. But most telecommuting jobs are not going to pay what you think they are, or most telecommuting jobs are actually that are listed are scams. There are a few. But most of those telecommuting jobs that are out there that are realistic and actually pay well, it's because you're part of the business in the first place, or the business specifically is a telecommuting business, such as the Internet Cafe, which is one of the most talked about, where they don't have offices. They literally do not. They meet up online. Or they're going to be expecting you to do certain things that you're not going to be able to as you think you are. Get up in the morning around 11 or 12, grab a cup of coffee for those who smoke, have a cigarette for those who don't, you know, watch a couple of shows. Oh, let me log on. Okay, 20 minutes worth of work. Hey, great, not a problem. See you, boss, and still get a $2,000 a month paycheck. It doesn't work. Back to what I was talking about. Employment out there has increased. My database went from 15,000 jobs nationwide on average daily to between 36 and 80,000 new jobs daily. Now, some of these obviously are over turnover. Somebody got fired, somebody left, whatever. It doesn't matter. But it's out there. So he actually has passed and signed 38 legislative bills, all of which dealt with our infrastructure, dealt with our education, dealt with our employability, dealt with our economy, and dealt with making America first again. But did you hear about any of that? How many of you have actually heard, and I want you to be honest, how many of you actually heard, seen, or researched actual articles? Not very many. On both sides, not very many. I have hardcore conservatives who are telling me how Trump has failed them. Meanwhile, I'm literally giving them, I'm feeding them link after link after link after link of the actual EOs and the actual bills and the actual final product, and I'm still getting a blank stare of, but he didn't do anything. Guys, come on. If you expected to have cherubs with the heralding and the clouds and the angel wings coming down and handing you gilded invitations to a brand new utopia, that's never going to happen. If you expected him to come in like Superman and like completely annihilate and regrow and restructure, and it's not going to happen. It can't. The cancer we have has to be treated or else you kill the host. He's doing it. So, once more, very little heard of. So, now, okay, Iowa now is the one with the worst. I thought Ohio was bad. Iowa just passed a real draconian gun law. In case you haven't noticed, I am for guns, and I know it's going to turn off a couple people, but I just can't help that. That's not my, you know, you don't want them. That's great. You be you. I appreciate them. I train people. I train children how to go ahead and have gun safety. We start as early as 2 with Nerf guns, and then from the time they're 8, they actually get to handle long rifles. From the time they're 10, they actually get to handle handguns. Why? Because Washington State, that will. Doesn't mean that they have guns laying around all the time where anybody can pick them up and it looks like something out of the Wild West. No. We do use common sense because we know there's a lot of kids out there whose parents don't train them when it comes to gun safety, and my kids are fairly popular. So it's the second step with gun safety is the moment a kid comes in the house, it doesn't matter if he's been here before or not. We have the locks locked. My room's locked up. The gun safe on stairs is always locked up. And, you know, we just don't talk about it. It's not one of those things when they see the gun safe and they start asking questions. My kids look at them and say, yeah, you want to go see our forks and knives and spoons too? And it pretty much kills the conversation. But yeah, we have some draconian laws that are being passed for guns. But once more, surprisingly, I'm not seeing those news either. I'm not seeing that press either. What am I seeing? I am seeing the Twitter war. And you should be ashamed of yourself because you're part of this. Instead of pushing for the actual news and looking for the actual news and demanding the actual news, I had over, and I counted them the last 2 days, I had several hundred thousand shares of the frickin' Twitter war between Mika, or whatever her name is, and Donald Trump. We knew when we were voting for the man. We saw him from the beginning. We've known before he ran for president. The man's a prolific tweeter. And he's from New York. For those of you who don't put the two and two together, in New York, they flip each other off to say hello. And if they really like you, they'll follow it up with an F-bomb, okay? It's just, and I'm, you know what? I've got a bunch of New Yorkers out there who I guarantee you just sat up and went, yeah, pretty much. Well, he's from New York. So he has that New York attitude. Now, plus, he's a very strong-willed alpha. He tweets. So he tweets. Folks, is that really the news that you want to have blasting all over your Facebook and you want to go ahead and condemn or condone a man on for the job of president? The fact that he said somebody had a bad facial job, and I saw the picture, I shared it. She should not have been out in public. And I'm not talking vanity. I am not talking shaming here. I'm talking the woman had open wounds leaking, which means that she was already setting herself up for infection, for tearing her stitches. It was an unhealthy scenario for her to be out when she was. Now, do I condone or condemn what he said? No. I knew what he did. I know how he tweeted. I knew that he could go ahead and be a pit bull when he wants to be. Doesn't bother me. I mean, it really, what he tweets is not why he's in office. The fact he tweets, actually, a lot of us like, because it means he's not one of these polished politicians that are spewing these poetry prose, meanwhile doing absolutely nothing. Which, by the way, most of our voted individuals at this point under him have really disappointed. Republicans, oh yeah. Democrats, you keep on being you, because you know what? You've done exactly what we expected you to do. Although I will be surprised. There were 2 that went ahead and flipped from Dem to GOP, but I don't think it's because they wanted to become Republicans. I think they were more independent and they were sick of what the Democrats were talking about. So the reason he was voted in was not because of his tweeting capabilities. The reason he was voted in is because he is right now the symbol of the anger that mainstream America feels about how our country was heading and how we're stopping it. I have already noticed a huge decline in the support for a lot of these agendas that was there prior. And I'm seeing a massive increase of individuals coming out saying, you know what, that's wrong. They have a controversial situation that just came up. They had a young boy who refused to stand for the flag, for the Pledge of Allegiance. He said the reason he refused to stand for the flag is because that America sucks. He hates America. Until cops stop killing black men, he would not support America. The next day, the teacher physically grabbed him and tried to force him out of his seat. The mother came forward and said she supported her son in his decision, that he was correct, that white people are the main problem, and that cops are killing black individuals, and we are allowing it tacitly, and that if he doesn't want to stand for the flag, he doesn't have to. Now, there is all sorts of controversy with this. There really is. You've got those who are pro, hey, the pledge and the national anthem are part of First Amendment. If you'd go ahead and disrespect them, it's your right as a freedom of speech, okay? You have those who are on the other side of, no, this is a symbol of our country, and this is a symbol of who we are as a country, and if you disrespect them, you don't deserve to be in this country. You don't deserve to have the rights of the Constitution protecting you. My big thing is it's kind of like somebody who's getting rare steaks that are perfectly cooked every single time and meals that are just of the absolute best. Meanwhile, the guy who's eating them is sitting in front of the camera saying, you know what? This chef sucks. Yeah, he really sucks. No, don't take my meat. Don't take my food. That's my food. I have the right to it. But I also have the right to say the chef sucks. Okay, so I'm going to eat his food and the chef sucks. Personally, I don't think that it really matters where I go on both sides. But I will tell you the controversy that was interesting on this. Where it used to be I would see nothing but a huge amount of individuals lauding this boy and his mother for making a fierce stand. And for everybody, literally almost everybody on the thread, anybody who disagreed with it was deleted. I saw a healthy mix. Folks, I saw a healthy mix. There was only one or two that took it too far and went way emotional. But I saw a healthy mix of, hey, as a veteran and a teacher, I agree with what this boy said. I'd rather educate than force him to think the way I do. And then you had the others who were talking about how it's not a First Amendment right. It happens to be a symbol of our country. It was a blend of people actually communicating, and except for the one or two that I saw that were really kind of out of line, buddy actually was communicating. There wasn't anybody getting really bent out of shape about it. Once or two, yeah, there was a few that were, but most of everybody were doing what we should be doing all along. No, I respectfully disagree with you. I agree with you. This is how I feel. Oh, well, this is how I feel. Conversation and dialogue. Oh my God, you're kidding me. People actually talking with each other about a politically charged, controversial topic. And for the most part, you would have pictured them sitting in a coffee shop drinking coffee or maybe at a bar drinking beers and discussing it with each other like adults. So we're already starting to see that blend. What we're also seeing is we're starting to see more and more people talking politically on a more research level on both sides. Okay, we don't have the Bigfooters anymore. What, for those who don't know what a Bigfooter is, a Bigfooter is an individual who heard a rumor, read something like a headline, and ran with the story, and it was completely blown out of proportion. The reason I call it Bigfoot is when I was doing my intel and research for the Patriot movement a couple years back, one of the things I learned to do very quickly was if it had an impression, if there was a tuft of fur, doesn't necessarily mean it's Bigfoot. It just probably means that, you know, that the information was mashed together to come out with what they wanted versus what it really was. Very, very, very rarely did I actually come up with a, holy crap, you're kidding me. most of the time it turned out that what was being blasted out on breaking news and everything was, when you really got down to it, was such a watered down version. Prime example, Obama's taking our guns starting at June 1st, 2014. Anybody with guns ready to light them up and take them out? Watered down version actually came out and said, Obama made a statement about how he wished that we had less guns in America, and he was working on legislation to have that happen. So that's what I call a Bigfoot. So I'm seeing less Bigfoot, less screaming and ranting and raving about non-existent stuff, more outspokenness for the things that people disagree on, such as, gay marriage, forcing a company to bake a cake for them if it's against their morals. I'm seeing a lot more discourse about that, a lot more discussion about that, a lot more people coming forward about that versus what we saw 2 years ago or 3 years ago even, where, I mean, it literally has to have people. Adults. Death threats. It's going to shoot you. Now, I'm taking out of this Antifa, Black Lives Matter, KKK, which, by the way, we really haven't heard much from. I find that interesting. I mean, I really do, and I'll get back to that. I just had a squirrel thought. Sorry. Squirrel thought. Anybody seen Up? You go off squirrel tangent. Squirrel what? Okay, that's what I do, squirrel thought. We'll talk about that in a minute. But taking out the extremes, you know, the MLBs, the Antifas, the extreme alt-right, you know, the... I don't want to call all three percenters because hey, I'm a three percenter and you don't see me out there doing a lot of this stuff. But the extreme alt-rights that wanted to go ahead and start a civil war right now and get this going so we can go ahead and take back our country. And yeah, I don't see them as much. I mean, they keep on popping up because you guys are reading their stories and passing it on. But it's kind of like that video of that little pimple that somebody popped. And share it with a million people. Now all of a sudden it's like covering your feet all over the place and it's a medical miracle. That's pretty much what you're doing with a lot of this crap. Now, does that mean that there's not a threat? No. That's not what I said. The threat is not as big as we are allowing it to look like by spreading all these stories. College students have always been extremely black and white when it comes to their political views. I don't know if you remember being a college student, but when you're 18, 19, 20, 21, you think you know everything. And your viewpoint is what the world is. And it didn't matter what anybody thought. You hadn't lived enough or grown enough to actually learn reality. So what did you do? You made blind stances. I remember at 18, 19 years old, I remember when I was going into the military, my blind stances are really ridiculous, but I'm going to go ahead and give them out here. I believe that it'd be easy to go ahead and round up all the homeless, put them through camps that were going to go ahead and have them checked for mental disease and for employability and get them cleaned up and get them to be back in society, and had absolutely no problem with the idea of just, you know, random roundups. Now, as a 47-year-old, the idea is horrific because of all the constitutional liability that comes with it. So your college kids, they're supposed to be stupid when it comes to politics. They're supposed to be stupid. They're supposed to be able to stand up there and say, you know what, if we abort all white babies, then we'll be okay, even though they're white. They're college kids, 18 to 23, 24, once more, haven't grown enough for anybody to really have any type of real-world wisdom. They're going to make these black and white statements. Hollywood. People, stop passing Hollywood stories about who says what. I pay to see a movie because the actor is good. I don't pay to see a movie because of what they say politically. Some of them have come out really ugly. Yes, we've had some that have threatened Trump. That in and of itself is outside of politics. That in and of itself is outside of Hollywood. That is a Secret Service issue. But I should not be reading 6 months after it happened about what Gifford said and the ongoing battle that's going on because it's a non-story. but you're making it a story. You're the ones that are proliferating it. You're the ones that are making it this big, blown-out thing. Meanwhile, once more, I haven't seen any of you pass on the 38 pieces of legislation that have actually been passed that improve our infrastructure, that have improved our economy, that have helped mitigate a lot of the challenges that we've had with immigration bans and the immigration situations. I haven't seen any of that. I just see you guys posting, oh, my God, Trump's in another Twitter war. Are you really that bored? So, going back to what I was saying about the alt-left, alt-right, and the middle ground, I am seeing, and it does bring me hope for humanity, I am seeing more and more individuals who are actually sitting down and discussing in a calm manner. And even if something gets snippy, prime example, we had a story that was that came across my feed about a homeless guy who lured this poor guy into his tent with drugs, with the idea of having drugs. And then for 30 hours, he basically kidnapped him and really put a beat down on this guy and hurt him. Now, my response was, this guy, I want to feel more sorry for him than I do, and I want to feel badly. I want to feel much more badly for the victim than I do, but I can't help but feel that there's part of it that's an idiot because he followed a homeless guy he doesn't know to his tent for meth. There's a part of that lifestyle that is going to reflect, and it's going to happen, a high, high risk. Now, I had a lib, and I'm going to call it liberal because that's what she self-identified, come out and jump down my throat because of rape culture and appropriation and everything else. I sent her a hurt feelings report. Yet on another thread, she made a comment I agreed with. And when I agreed with her, she came back and she said, you're right, this snowflake agrees with you. You notice that there's no long drawn out hate this, hate that, block you, block. No, basically, two conversations ended up as adults. And that's what we're seeing a little bit more of, and that's what we're trying to push for. So I've got a challenge. I've got a challenge for all of you. And when I say I've got a challenge for all of you, I want you to do something. This next week, when you're logging onto your Facebook and you're logging onto your Twitter and you're looking at your social media, my challenge is this. If there is a story that's passing your feed and it happens to be, oh, my God, Trump has said this on Twitter again, delete it. I mean, seriously, just hide it. See what happens to your feed. You do this enough times, you're actually going to see the real news pop up. Plus, if you do this enough times, then the journalists who are actually feeding off of your frenzy are going to be forced to adapt and actually start doing their job because nobody's buying into it anymore. Prime example, people, who really watches The View? The last time I looked, The View was down to less than 300,000 subscribers. That's nationwide. But yet every day I log in and every day that I'm – or I see something with Twitter, it's The View said this, The View said this, The View said this, a million shares – sorry, a million, 1.5, 1.6 million. Why? It's a non-story. If The View says it and you don't watch it, hide it. The more people do that, the more individuals who are actually doing the choosing of what you see and what you don't see in your feed, such as journalists and your television shows and everything, the more they're going to be forced to abandon those agendas. And they're going to be forced to start looking at journalism that we are telling them we want to see. So that's my challenge. If you accept it, I would like to hear back from you on what exactly happened with your feed. Seriously, I'd like to hear, oh, nothing changed, or holy cow, did you know about this? I'd like to go ahead and hear back from you. When I did it, and I just started, instead of commenting, I just got fake news, hidden, The View, hidden, Twitter war, hidden, Griffin, hidden, any liberal or any Hollywood or any, you know, as soon as it started shouting out about trivial stuff, hidden, that's when I started finding out about the gun law that was rescinded in California by the federal judge. Or the fact that at this point, Donald Trump is looking at appointing another SCOTUS. How about the fact that Senator McCain has actually come out officially saying that he is thinking about retiring, that this may be his last rodeo, which I think people on both sides are kind of happy about. How about the fact that we also have Paul Ryan, who, Paul Ryan, Dr. the Speaker of the House, you know who I'm talking about. He just came out against Trump with hurt feelings because he said that Trump said hurtful words to him. Once more, blowing up my feed. Hide it. It wasn't about a bill. It wasn't about legislation. He wasn't doing pros or cons. He was just voicing his opinion about a social interaction. It was hidden. Now my feed, I'm actually seeing, oh, by the way, I'm now actually seeing in my feed friend stuff again, personal stuff again. You know that stuff that I keep on seeing everybody say I wish we'd get back to? I'm actually seeing it. So I challenge you to do this. Sorry, guys, I had to take a breath. Anyway, to make a long story short, I'm sitting here sweltering in Washington, waiting for the 4th of July because the 4th is always here. I am restructuring my news feed, so I'm actually seeing the real stories and I'm actually getting the real results. And what I have found is that all in all, in all honesty, people in America are starting to talk again. Whether they agree with each other or not, it's actually occurring. Stop letting the media, the journalists, the non-accounts determine what you can and cannot discuss. When you have someone who is a no-name and they say something like, you know, screw America, I hate you, whatever, and you start sharing it, the bottom line, you have just taken that person and skyrocketed into popularity. You really want to make sure that they do not get that type of recognition, then you simply turn your back on it. Now, I know that's hard because everybody loves to gossip. And if you say you don't love to gossip, I'll tell you right now, you love to gossip. If you go ahead and do that, I guarantee you what will happen is you're going to start looking at some of the stories I'm having to bring to you as a researcher. You're actually going to start seeing those reality stories instead of the whole non-story of Russia or the Twitter wars, which I'm sorry, I'm just so done with the Twitter wars. Oh, so-and-so said this about Trump. Trump said this about so-and-so. We're not in high school. Nobody's asking you to prom. So let's just drop that, okay? One last thing that I wanted to discuss with you, the squirrel thing. That's right. Okay. I went searching, and I really did. I went searching through the archives, through Unseen. For those who don't know what Unseen is, if something has been scrubbed from the net, you can go to Unseen and you can find it. I went really hardcore searching, and unless you get to very, very specific pages that are and groups that are specifically only for the KKK or the Aryan Nation, there's not a whole lot going on out there about them, actually. You hear he's a Nazi, she's a fascist, Aryan, but they're actually just labeling the individuals for what they look like or what they think they stand for. When I went looking, you haven't really heard anything from the actual Nazi party. You haven't really heard anything from the KKK. You haven't really heard anything from the Aryan Nation. The one group you have heard quite a bit from is the Sons of Odin or the Daughters of Odin and groups like them, which are standing up saying, we are going to go ahead and protect our citizens, and it's spreading. But it's not a hate speech. It's a, you know what, we've had so many rapes and so many other issues that we're going to go ahead and step up, and we're going to go ahead and take care of our people. Once more, where is all the venom that we're seeing on Facebook? Where's all the anger and rage that we're seeing on Facebook actually coming from? Because there's a whole lot of steam, but there's no fire. Every once in a while, you get one or two that get up there and they start ranting and raving about this or this. But when you really boil it down, you've always had that. You've always had that. You've always had the one or two that get really freaked out or they get really self-righteous or they get really out there. And we're starting to ignore them more. We're calming down. That civil war everybody's talking about being imminent. Yeah, I think we dodged a bullet. I think we really did. I think we're remembering common sense, getting back to work. We do have a problem with our next generation. We do have a situation that is coming up that we will be dealing with. I am going to be discussing an entire show on millennials. I did not want to do this, but we had an issue that came up this last week in my own home that I think it needs to be addressed. Because the last place you'd expect to see an individual who felt entitlement or felt that they did not have to work for a living or that they should have everything handed to them would be in a house like mine. So we will discuss that next week. But what I challenge you, now you know why, start paying attention more. I know we like to go ahead and look at that one statement we're responding to or that one thing. Start looking at all of them. And I think you're going to agree with me. We're actually starting to calm down as a nation. So guys, pretty much almost did an hour and a half this time. Woohoo! Cannot believe it. Wait. 15 more minutes to go. Damn. Okay, let's see here. I know. I promised John I'd do an hour. Okay? Now that my show is pretty much done for the week and I don't have anything else to talk about. Oh, let's see. Oh, I know what I can talk about. We had a little thing that came up on one of our threads I was looking at where New York Post came out and said they had 100+ lies from Donald Trump. And they just list it. Boom, 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 boom. And not only did they list it, but they also did their personal rebuttal of, you know, hey, this is, you know, this is why we believe that. For instance, New York Times was forced to apologize to its subscribers for the poor reporting it did on my election win. Now they are worse. Commas from New York Post. It didn't apologize. Well, I was bored that day. Kids were finished with their homework and it was too hot to cook. So I decided to tear apart this article, find all the research, look at all the information, and this is what I found. And this is a prime example of why I'm telling you guys, you need to really, and on both sides, the left and the right, seriously, you need to start really paying attention to what you're being told is going on. Out of 100+ lies, 8 of them were all rewording of the same statement. Talking about I wasn't a fan of Iraq, I didn't want to go into Iraq. New York Times, he was for an invasion before he was against it. Well, I actually went and did the research, as you know, I got bored. At no time in these interviews did he say he was for it. He said, do the job right if you do go in. And then I found 12 different places where he said it. CNN reported him. Howard Stern reported it, Neil Cavuto reported it, Esquire reported it, Fox News, of course, some of you are going to go ahead and say, well, it's Fox, but hey, what I'm saying is that I found tons of rebuttals. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times that the New York Post listed an individual separate lies about how they didn't have to apologize for their falsification of reports during the election process. Well, actually, New York Times, 11/13/2016, to our readers from the publisher and executive editor, read the letter. They apologized and they said they were going to go ahead and redirect to a more professional, accurate, and reliable journalism. New York Post. New York Times says we blew it on Trump. So the New York Post even came out, the very same paper that was saying that Trump hadn't, you know, had lied, had actually come out and said, hey, we blew it. We did lie. And we apologize to the people. Okay. I'm not going to get into the next one only because that's its own story, its own radio show. It's about Chris Cuomo with his interview with Senator Blumenthal. Enough to say that 1, 2, 3 of the supposed lies spread out were all the same interview, and I have the transcripts to show that they didn't lie. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 rewordings of Obamacare and the coverage it had and how many people it actually enrolled. New York Post, New York Times, a lot of others, they said they increased coverage by a net of about 20 million. Actually, at no time did the enrollment go above 12.2 million, firstly. Secondly, 30 to 40% of that, only 30 to 40% was that of private insurance. The rest was Medicaid. So that whole thing, and that's another, once more, story that we're going to be touching on, which is who's going to actually benefit and who's not when it comes to the health insurance changes and everything, and why it's okay to take control of your health insurance once more, and why it's not going to be the capital fest that a lot of people are thinking it's going to be. So we got, oh, this one's good. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 of his supposed lies were all about the F-35 fighter jet program that he saved $25 million on. Every single rebuttal that he had played before Trump, except for one small problem. The Hill, CNN, and New York Times, all three said that it was because of Trump's negotiations with them that they actually went through with it and they actually did the price cuts, because they never had planned on doing the price cuts. It was only offered as a suggestion by the original POTUS prior. So, and I'm not going to go through all of this. Once more, I was bored, people. Okay, give me a break. What I am going to say is that right there should show you and kind of wake you up on both sides, okay? Whether you're left or right or independent, you know, unless you're a socialist, and then I can't help you. I'm sorry. The show is not for socialists. It really isn't. Yeah, I'm segregating. I'm just saying if you listen to it, I'm going to piss you off. That's all there is to it. Socialist, I'm sorry. Not sorry. Be you, but be you someplace else. For everybody else, just my minor tearing apart those small examples shows you how the media is manipulating you by putting out their own personal opinion and putting out their own personal objectives for you to go ahead and grandstand and flip out about, and then, you know, move on to the next grandstand and flip out and move on to the next. But yet at the same time, they've completely made sure that you haven't heard any real news. There is a phrase for this. It's called the tail that wags the dog. And at this point, most of America is finally waking up and starting to do their own research. We need more people to do that. We need more people to wake up. We need more people to go ahead and say, you know, I read in the New York Times, and I'm talking about for the left as well, okay? I really am, because you guys do research, you do. It's just you rely on what you, and I'm not calling you out on this. You rely on what agrees with you, just like the extreme right only relies on what agrees with them. Doesn't agree with your viewpoint, both of you ignore it. And that's dangerous. Any scientist can tell you, if you do not take in all the parameters of a research data collection, you are going to get a false negative or a false positive. And your experimentation or your research collection, your data collection, is completely, it's smeared. So you may not like it. I have a guy on Facebook, and I'm going to give a shout out to him, Brett Davis, who I really oftentimes disagree with. Oh, and he knows it. But Brett has a background in journalism. And one of the things that he likes to do is he likes to toss out their actual research stuff, his viewpoint on it, and then he likes to sit back and watch to see what everybody says. Now, he may say something about it I don't like. I'm partial to Trump. You know that. He may say something that makes Trump look like he's foolish in his eyes. But yet when you look at his research, he's not pulling just from one particular, this is my go-to because this is what I like to hear. He actually pulls from several. And then what he does is he does a very jaded, and yes, I will call you jaded, Brett. It is. But he does a very jaded review of it that gets people talking. That's a smart way to do it. I have to go through a ton of HuffPuff and Washington Times and New York Post and CNN. And well, actually take CNN out because they are so fake at this point. I can't even deal with them. If CNN actually, unless they're actually showing me a video and it happens to be something I am using to refute a topic, I just use it as my fluff extra point. Oh, kudos, here you go. Because CNN, I'm sorry, you're so out right now. You just lost three of your reporters, and they had to shut down several of your accounts because you were so fake. So, yeah, we're done with CNN. But, you know, I go to these different places, and even if I don't like the rhetoric, and even if I don't like, you know, people talking bad about my president or their president. Hey, sorry, you're American. He's your president, too. Or people putting him on a pedestal like he's Superman. Oh, look, Trump's going to save us all because he's got super magical powers. You know, I have to wade through a lot of that before I find the actual facts. And that's what we need to start doing again. I keep on reiterating that because I'm tired of seeing the Twitter wars on my feed. I'm tired of seeing falsehoods on my feed. I'm tired of seeing people arguing about something that doesn't actually exist. The Russia collusion, it's over. That horse is not just dead, it's skeleton. Okay? So, as I said, deal with the Russia collusion. let me back up. Kill the Russia collusion story. If it's on your feed, just kill it. Because if I see it on your feed, I'm just giggling. and just, you know, start looking. You don't like Fox. I get it. You know why you don't like Fox? Because they don't say things that you agree with. But it doesn't necessarily mean they're wrong. You don't like the HuffPuff. I get it. Because they're saying things in a way that you don't like. But still read it. Because you might find out something you didn't know. There are things that I find out on a regular basis that I'm uncomfortable with. I dislike. But at the same time, I realize that, you know, it's reality. Reality kind of sucks sometimes. There are times that, you know, I read a report about the ineffectiveness of our POTUS, and then I see where they've put Obama on a throne, and, you know, I disagree with that. But in the middle of that report, I'll see where they have, actual quotations from different representatives that I can go back and I can research and I can go ahead and look at and say, you know what, this is why he said that, now I understand. And there are times I do it with the right, too, okay? I'll see a report of, oh, yeah, this is awesome, and look what he's done, and he's walking on water. And then when I finally get down to it, this is when I find the actual, like, Katie's Law. That's a prime example, like Katie's Law. Yes, it got passed. Two of the things that we wanted the most for it were taken out. But it still passed. So that's what I'm saying. Left, right, independent. What you need to do. Reason we're supposed to be the superior species as far as most humanity is concerned is because we got a cerebral cortex. Because we have cognitive thinking and because we have critical thinking skills. Start using them again, people. Really? All right. You have your challenge. For those of you who have short attention spans or got distracted, your challenge is clean up the news feed. If it's a false news site, if you start reading the story and it turns out that it's clickbait, if it's about the Twitter war between Trump and whoever, CNN, yes, please, CNN for sure. If it happens to be something that, you know, it's fluff, Rand Paul came out and said that he's very upset with Paul Ryan for calling him out on this and said it hurt his feelings. Just hide. Literally. Hide it. And then watch what happens in your news feed. It's going to start looking more like it used to be when you actually picked up a paper and you could read and find out the truth of the matter versus what's out there now. Okay? So with that being said, here's my advertising spiel. Just one second. Let's see if we can go ahead and get this. Where is it?
Do you have a wedding, birthday?
Okay. There's my little advertising. I toss that in now so that John has, you know, minor strokes because he has no idea what I'm going to do. Contra Radio Network happens to be on the show Wednesday and Sunday with John Jeffers. Great show. Makes you think. He's got a lot of callers in. Go ahead and call in. 516-453-9389. He'd love to hear you. And if you really are in the mood to go ahead and get a little squirrely, call in. Tell him that I sent you. And then listen to him as he reaches for some more, you know, antacid. Ladies of the Watch, a prepper show. It is geared a lot towards ladies, but we have been seeing more and more other people who are tuning in. It's got some really good advice, and it doesn't happen to be that you don't have to be a prepper. It happens to be good medical advice, such as, you know, hey, what herbs are growing in your, around your house, or weeds are growing around your house that can help you. It is run by Julie. Julie Kinney is a nurse, so she's not only taken from a medical point of view, she has also lived off the grid. For real, people. I mean, we wanted her to, but her house collapsed, and she found out real quick just what she had to do because she stayed up there. So that's the other show. And then, of course, we have the Contradon Radio. If there is a topic you want me to discuss, if there is something you want me to address, or if you want to challenge me on a topic, or you want to see my viewpoint on one, hit me up. Hit up John. Go for it. You're not going to hurt my feelings. All right? So thank you for listening, and we'll see just what happens with your news feed, people. We'll see if the view really is important, or the salon.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.
Welcome to Total Wine & More. It's much more than a wine store. It's the eighth wonder of the world.
When people talk about Total Wine & More, they get a little carried away. We're just a big, friendly place run by people with a passion for wine and beer. See, we travel the world to find the best wines from the best regions, and we sell them at the lowest prices anywhere.
And friendly, helpful experts at every turn.
You know what? Maybe we are the eighth wonder of the world.
Shop in-store or online at TotalWine.com.